Amen. How many are thankful to live in one of the greatest countries on the entire planet, the United States of America? Well, this morning, I'm going to be talking to you about something that probably every single one of you has dealt with at some point in your life, and that's fear. We are living in a day where fear is gripping the hearts and minds of people. All you have to do is turn on the TV, and you'll see the latest terror attack, the latest shooting, all these horrible things that are happening. Fear is real. How many of you here today have ever dealt with fear in your life? I mean, I've got my hand up. Do you know that even Batman deals with fear? I have a funny clip that I want to show you before we get started.
Master Bruce, you live on an island, figuratively and literally.
Yeah, I love it.
You can't spend the rest of your life alone, dressed in black, listening to angry music, and staying up all night.
Yes, I can, because I'm Batman.
But don't you think it's time you finally faced your greatest fear?
Snakes?
No.
Clowns?
No.
Snake clowns?
Bruce, listen. Your greatest fear is being a part of a family again.
No, now it's snake clowns because you put that idea in my head.
So like Alfred said, it's time to face your fear. Quit living in a dark hole, being angry all the time like Batman. Fear is a real issue. There are people right now sitting at home, not in church, because of fear. They have the fear of being around too many people or driving a car and getting into an accident. They want to be here, but fear has gripped their life. You may be dealing with fear right now in your life that is stopping you from fulfilling God's given destiny that you have. You are in bondage to it, and it is destroying you. But I've got good news for you. I believe today that the power of fear is going to be broken off your life as we look at God's word and you realize the truth. And when you realize the truth will set you free. Do you believe it? This is your day to walk free of it. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. God didn't create you to live on this earth in bondage. You don't have to learn how to cope with fear. But today, we're going to confront it. We're going to face fear today, and we're going to conquer it with the Word of God. Billy Graham said, fear can paralyze us and keep us from believing God and stepping out in faith. The devil loves a fearful Christian. So today, we're going to expose fear and we're going to bring light to it. I am tired of the enemy stealing from God's children. I can't even tell you how many people have come to me and talked to me that are so consumed with fear that it's stopping them from living the life God intended for them. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 13, it says, but when anything is exposed and reproved by the light, it is made visible and clear. And where everything is visible and clear, there is light. So we're going to expose fear, bring light to it, and defeat it. That fear that you have, that you've been dealing with, is going to be like a cockroach. As soon as you shine light on that bug, it flees and runs away. That's what we're going to do. We're going to shine the light of God's truth on fear, and it has to flee from your life. Hallelujah. It will flee. That's good news. You see, one of the many benefits available to the believer is freedom from fear. So I want to preach a message today entitled, Breaking Free from Fear. Fear looks at the size of the problem, but faith looks at the problem in comparison to our God. Your problem, Your fear, it's definitely there. We're not denying that. And it definitely may feel big to you, but not in comparison to the God who created everything, the God who placed the stars in the heavens, and he set the planets in orbit. He told the ocean how far it could go. Hey, you can come here, but you can't go past there. That would be like you and I seeing an ant on the sidewalk and running in terror and being in fear. It's not even a threat. Your God is bigger than your greatest fear. And it's by your faith in him that you can have victory over that fear that has plagued your life maybe for weeks, months, and years. No matter how big it seems, how impossible it may look. Jesus said in Mark chapter 10, verse 2, with man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible. You can overcome fear. Just imagine what your life would look like when you have broken the bondage of fear. It's time to loosen your white knuckle grip on life and start enjoying the ride. Are you ready? I know I am. But I do want to clear up one thing, that not all fear is bad. There is one type of fear that you should have. And that is reverential fear and awe of God. The fear of God that the Bible talks about is the kind of fear we would have for anyone in authority. It's the kind of fear children should have for their parents, wives for their husbands, students for their teachers, and so on. It is a type of godly respect that involves reverential fear and awe. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 26 says, in the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence. Why? If you have a reverent and worshipful fear, you will obey. You will do what God says to do, and your confidence and trust in him will continue to grow. That kind of fear is good to have. I think some more people need to get it. Jesus is coming back, and we better be ready. He's coming back for his bride. Amen? Amen. Heaven is real. Hell is real. Jesus is coming back to reign forever and ever and ever. You see, that is the kind of fear that is okay to have. But all other fear is not okay, and it is not from God. Fear holds you in bondage. It puts you in a prison. It shuts you down and immobilizes you. It is a monster that destroys. Fear is the total opposite of Jesus. He wants you to be free, and he wants you to enjoy this life right now, starting today. So I want you to ask yourself this: what is your biggest fear? What just popped into your mind? Is it dying? Maybe it's not having enough, or it's the fear of failure, or getting sick or an illness, your children's welfare. Is it the fear of being rejected? Is it the future or the unknown? How many fears do you have? Is it one? Or is it so many that you can't even count them? What is fear preventing you from doing? Has it ever stopped you? You see, the bondage of fear holds you back, and it prevents progress. Many people's lives are controlled by fear. You aren't free to do what you really want to do or what God wants you to do because you have let fear stop you. You have let it control your life, but not after today. There are so many different types of fear. There's tons. There's common ones like the fear of public speaking, disapproval, being alone, financial problems, death, flying in heights, but it goes way past there. There are pages of fears on the internet. I mean, they've got a phobia for everything. There's agoraphobia, fear of large open spaces, melophobia, fear of music, earthophobia, fear of blushing, Ablutophobia, fear of washing or bathing. Ergophobia, fear of work. I think I know some people that have that one. I think you do too. Zoophobia, fear of animals. Phobophobia, fear of fear. You get the idea. Basically, there is a fear for everything. They have a name for that. Panophobia, fear of everything. And this all sounds funny and ridiculous, but in all reality, these are serious things that people fall into bondage to, and they let it destroy their lives, and it holds them back from accomplishing what they are supposed to do. Regardless of the type of fear, it is not God's will for your life to be ruled by it. Fear is not from God. It's from the devil. And the enemy uses that to paralyze you, to stop you. Fear steals your joy, your peace, your future. Fear torments. Fear causes us to shake. It causes us to sweat and turn red, have sleepless nights, feel weak all over, and tremble. It's absolutely awful. Fear will rule you, it will control you, and eat away at you if you allow it to. But it doesn't have to be that way. What is bigger than your biggest fear? God is. Hallelujah. He can break you free from fear, and you'll never be the same again. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, God hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a peaceful mind. So take a deep breath. You need to relax and fear not. God is bigger than your biggest fear. We weren't made to live in fear, to be consumed with worry and anxiety, but we were made to live in faith. The Bible says over and over, fear not. Fear not doesn't mean you don't feel fear. It's what you do with the fear when it starts to rise up on the inside of you. Don't bow your knee to fear, giving into it, but rather stand firm against it, knowing that God has gone before you and prepared the way. What we do in spite of fear makes the difference between victory or defeat in our lives. The choice is yours. Will you listen to the word of God, or are you going to listen to the lies of the devil? Fear is defeated by faith, but faith is defeated by fear. You know, I've had times in my life where I've had opportunity to fear to consume me. Flying on airplanes, being alone at night, that's why I got married. I didn't like sleeping alone. I started to bleed when we finally got pregnant with Zoe. My dad has had several heart attacks, hit in the head, on the verge of death so many times I can't even count it. It's been a little much on me. But I had a choice to make. I had a choice to trust the Lord or let fear consume me or get a hold of me, let my mind wander or keep my mind on the word. Your mind can take you places so fast. But I'll be honest with you, sometimes I didn't make the right choice and I have let fear consume me. I've allowed fear to creep in, like a noose getting tighter and tighter around my neck till it stopped me. Fear takes away your life a little bit at a time, a little here, a little there. You know, I absolutely loved flying on airplanes. After I graduated Bible college, I got this awesome job working for an itinerant minister. So I had the opportunity to travel all over the country. It would be nothing for me to be on 7 planes in a week. And I loved every minute of it. I mean, I met Josh on an airplane, my best friend, my love of my life on an airplane. So man, airplanes, I should just absolutely love them. They've done such good things for me. But man, all that love I had for airplanes went away. The older I got, it got a little scarier. When I had kids, it got even more scary. It's like, I don't like this. And I would freak out, but then I got over it. I faced my fear, got the word of God, and I was fine for a little bit. Had no problems flying. And then the last time I flew, it came back. And I made the wrong decision, and I let fear consume me. I was on one of those flights that are like 2.5 hours, and if you've ever hit a downburst or something where it makes the plane drop real fast and then come back up, well, that's what it did. I was the only one bothered by it. All 300 other people weren't. And at that moment, man, I was fighting back the tears. I was panicking. Josh, and I'm trying not to panic because the kids are sitting there. I'm looking around. No one else is panicking. I am the only freak on the plane. And Josh said, Marsha, what exactly are you afraid of? Well, that was a pretty good question. Because I couldn't answer it. He's like, are you afraid of dying? I was like, no, because we'd all die together so no one would get there first. And we're getting, I'm a little competitive. And I was like, that's the whole point of this life is to make it to heaven so we'd all get there together. He's like, well, is your life in God's hand or is it in the pilot's hand? Well, that's an easy answer. So what am I afraid of? I look around, no one else, everybody's sleeping, and I doubt everybody on the plane was saved, and here I am, a born-again believer, blood-bought, got the Holy Ghost living on the inside of me, and I'm letting an airplane freak me out? You got a choice to make. The devil was dropping these thoughts in my mind that didn't belong, and instead of throwing them out, I let them dwell. But enough is enough. You have to realize who you are in Christ. Sometimes you gotta remind yourself who God is and what He can do. You've gotta stand on His promises. You see, I had to jerk myself up out of that situation and say, no, no, devil, that's enough. I've had it, and start declaring the word that the Bible says He'll protect my coming and my going. That includes airplanes. God is faithful. He'll never leave you or forsake you. Man, I've got a guardian angel. It doesn't matter if those wings fall off. I've got an angel that's much better than that. So come on. You've got to stand up to the enemy. You see, living by faith is the better way. Everything that God has is better and more powerful than anything that the devil tries. The devil has fear as poison, but thank God, God has faith as the antidote. No matter how powerful, no matter how overwhelming fear feels to you, remember, faith is greater. Where fear ends, faith begins. You may say, well, I don't have any faith, Marsha. It's just not there. I wish I had faith to overcome it. But you know what the Word of God says about that in Romans chapter 12, verse 3? Unto every man is given the measure of faith. That scripture includes you. It says every man. You have been given a measure of faith. You just need to put it in action. And you can do that by your words, your thoughts, and your prayer life. You can't think fear and walk in faith. They are opposites. It's so important what you meditate on. You need to get the Word of God into your very being. You see, faith, it knows how to win. Faith has never lost a battle. Think about it. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. Daniel in the lion's den. David and Goliath. All of them can testify to that. And the list goes on and on and on. Faith knows how to win. Faith will swallow up fear and let you walk in the purposes of God. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. You need to realize that Satan doesn't have any power over you. Let me say that again. Satan doesn't have any power over you. The only power he has is the power that you give him. Fear is one of his tactics, and he will try to stop you with it. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." It says, seeking whom he may devour, not who he wills. He has no power over you. There was a bully in a school who always took great delight in picking on everyone. He especially liked to pick on someone who was smaller than him. He would scare them, beat them, mistreat them, and annoy them in every single way that he could. This was his joy. He was known all over the town as the one who bullied everyone that he could. One day, there was this spunky little boy who saw this big bully standing with a pad of paper and writing on it with a pencil. That spunky little boy had a lot of courage and would fight a wildcat. He walked up to the bully and asked, "What are you doing?" The big bully said, "I'm making me up a list of everybody that I can beat up." So that little boy got to thinking that maybe his name might be on that list. He reached over and snatched that list out of the bully's hand and said, "Let me see that paper." And as he read it, he finally came to his own name. He got a little bit mad. He looked at the bully and said, "Why do you have my name on this list? You can't whoop me. What are you going to do with my name on this list?" The big bully thought about it and just started to wilt before this challenge of this little boy. He turned pale with fear and he said real quietly, I'll take your name off that." You know, the devil is doing the same thing. He's going around making up a list of every Christian that he can defeat. He knows who's ignorant of their standing and their rights in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he has their name on a list. It's time, church, that we stand up to the enemy and say, "I see you have my name on your list. You cannot defeat me. I'm washed by the blood of Jesus. I'm a new creature in Jesus Christ, I have all the power over your power, Satan. In Jesus' name, I have authority to tread on serpents. I have authority to cast out demons in Jesus' name. I am more than a conqueror, and I will fear no more." Now, do you know what Satan's going to do? He will turn and he's going to run, because the Bible's clear. If you resist the devil, he will flee. He'll take that eraser and say, "Oh, in that case, I'll take your name off my list." We need to keep Satan busy wearing out his eraser, erasing all the names off his list, because our name is on a different list. And that list is called the Lamb's Book of Life, where our name is written with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Satan has bullied God's people long enough. I'm sick of it. He has tormented and harassed God's children because they have not known their rights and their privileges as a believer in Jesus Christ. Your days of defeat and fear are over. Power will come with knowledge. As you become more knowledgeable about the true supernatural power of God, you will rise to victory in every area of your life, and that includes fear. Aren't you thankful? 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 says, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." You have the greater one on the inside of you. Fear becomes a conduit for Satan's destruction in your life, but faith is the conduit through God to move through your life. Fear deceives you. Fear, it stands for F, false, E, evidence, A, appearing, R, real. That's exactly what fear is. False evidence appearing real. How much energy and emotion have you wasted over something and it has never materialized? Do you know I freaked myself out for 2.5 hours on a plane? For what? What did that do for me but wear me out? Fear is the counterfeit. Faith is the original. When fear comes your way, you've got a choice to make. You can either let it consume you, destroy your peace and well-being, or you can fight it with your faith. Sometimes you got to preach to yourself. Sometimes you've got to stand up and declare, Jesus is with me. I will not fear. He is all powerful. He holds all the power in his hands. I put my trust in him. Jesus Christ, he's the source of life. He is the source of my peace, my joy, and he is the source of my safety. Arm yourself with the word of God. Find promises about trust and confidence and overcoming fear. They are all throughout the Bible. Psalms 27, verse 1, it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may camp against me, sometimes you've got to read the scripture to yourself because life may be getting crazy and there's been one attack after another. But when you remind yourself of the word, it's alive, it's powerful, and it picks you right back up. My heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. Psalms chapter 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 24. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you'll lie down and your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble when the wicked, when it comes. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Aren't you thankful? Mark chapter 5, verse 36. Don't be afraid, only believe. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. He himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. We may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. It doesn't get any better than that. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The list goes on and on. But if you stay focused on God's promises, it says so clear in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, that he will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. When the enemy comes to you, and he will, and he's whispering in your ear, you're gonna die. You're gonna be bankrupt. You're gonna be alone forever. You're gonna fail, whatever it may be. You need to tune out fear and tune in the voice of the Lord who says, I will satisfy you with long life. I am your provider. I am always with you. I will never forsake you. I am your deliverer. I will give you the desires of your heart, and you are victorious through me. You need to tune out the voice of the enemy and start tuning in the voice of God. Breaking free from fear. Maybe you've been allowing fear to control and determine your destiny. It's been stopping you from enjoying this life. Today's the day. Enough's enough. Fear is Satan's tool to steal your God-given destiny. Fear is the enemy of confidence. Get your eyes and confidence on Jesus and put fear in its place. God said to Joshua, fear not. God said to Jeremiah, fear not. God said to the Israelites through Moses, fear not. And God is saying the same thing to you. Fear not, for I am with you, says the Lord. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Do you realize that the living God says that about you? He knows your name. He's called you. He's chose you. He knows how many hairs are on your head. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 says, You're redeemed from the curse. Fear and torment are part of the curse. So therefore, as a believer, you are redeemed from fear. We've got to grab a hold of that promise. Living in fear is not God's will for your life. And it's not okay to live like that. Fear causes you to see yourself as a victim, but faith causes to see yourself as the champion you really are in Christ. Fear keeps God's blessing from you. Faith brings God's blessing to you. Fear locks you out, but faith takes you in. Fear builds in the mind, but faith builds in the heart. Fear puts you in reverse, but faith takes you forward. Fear questions the promises of God, but faith believes and acts upon them. Fear believes the lie. Faith believes the truth. Fear is trusting in the devil. Think about that. Faith is trusting in God. Fear or faith increases by your words. It's contagious. Fear brings doubt and makes the situation worse, but faith brings hope and improves the situation. So we have a choice to make. Are we going to allow fear to rule us, to drain us, to ruin our God-given destiny? Or are we going to be the believers God has called us to be, living in faith, acting upon His word? We are overcomers. Do you believe it? Thanks be to God who always, always, always causes us to triumph in His name. Don't allow the enemy to stop you from receiving or attaining what is rightfully yours. The choice is yours. You determine who wins in your life, faith or fear. Your heavenly Father knows everything that you need. So why should you worry? His word says He will give you all you need from day to day if you live for Him and make the kingdom of God your primary concern. That's found in Matthew chapter 6. That is the key that releases everything God intends for you. Jesus is the King, and you want the King to rule your life. This means surrendering your life to Jesus and saying, "Be the Lord and ruler of my life. Take charge. I surrender to you." When you do that, you are in His total care, and there is no better person for you to be under their care than Jesus Christ. Do you know when recruits join a branch of the armed forces, they must make a total commitment to their country and to a term of service, how long they're going to do it. At that point, the military provides all their essentials, all their clothing, their shelter, their training and transportation, their food. It's that same thing when you commit all to the King and to the kingdom of God. He provides for you everything in your life, the spiritual, the mental, the physical. You can count on it. God will keep His promises and He will take care of you. There is nothing to fear. There's nothing to worry about. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, it says, "Cast the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on Him. For He cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully." No one will ever care for you like Jesus. Josh and Hi have learned from years of experience that God always makes a way. Whether we have faced a need in housing, finances, transportation, or ministry, God was there for us and He will be for you too. He will make a way in your life. Cast every care, cast every worry, cast every fear upon the Lord. Tell the Lord, "I trust in You. I'm going to seek You first, and I believe that You will add to me everything that I need." Breaking free from fear. If that's you, and feels like I've been talking straight to you, you've been dealing with fear. No matter how small the fear is, no matter how big, whether it has completely consumed your life or not, today you can be free from it. It is not God's will for your life. Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Living in fear is not abundant life. Choose to stand against the fear that has attacked your life. Choose to walk by faith in Jesus. He is bigger than any fear you face. Serve fear notice. You no longer rule or control me. I no longer listen to your lies, but only to the truth of God's word. Make a decision today to never look back, to never let fear rule you anymore. Arm yourself with the word of God. When fear creeps in, you stand up and you crush it in the head with the promises of God. It works. When you have a revelation of who you really are in Christ, you will have the confidence that you need to overcome fear. We as believers, we are victorious. We are triumphant no matter what comes our way. The word is true and it changes not. It's time to wake up. It's time we stop letting the enemy steal from us. You will have opportunities arise to be in fear, but you don't have to take them. Stop making excuses why it's okay to live in fear. It's not. We are the church of the living God. No more fear stopping our God-given destiny. No more fear stopping what we're called to do. No more fear stopping our purpose. No more, no more, no more being in bondage to fear. No more days of fear. No more days spent worrying, depressed, and defeated. Those days are over. The enemy has tormented you. He's harassed you. It's been long enough. You are a child of the Most High God. Break free from fear. Let today be the day that you draw a line in the sand. The enemy is no longer gonna steal from you. Enough is enough. I'm gonna take my rightful place as a child of God. I am free from fear. I'm free to walk out my God-given destiny. I'm free to fulfill my purpose. I'm free to live for Jesus. I'm surrendering. Lord, here I am. Here's all of me, all of my failures, all the things I've messed up. Here's me. Help me. God is able. Today's the day. We're going to leave here like we've never left before. We're not going back to that old way of life. We're not going back. But we're going to live the abundant life that God has called us to live right now, right here on earth. You don't have to wait till you get to heaven, because you've got a job to do. You've got to shine the light of Jesus, the good news that your God is good, that fear doesn't come from him. You serve a good God, and we need to let the world know. Amen. Amen. Breaking free from fear.
Hallelujah.